Here we go. Last week I said this in the message. Say that with me. Take hold of what took hold of you. Come on, you're sleeping on me. Take hold of what took hold of you. How can I get to a higher level in my life for Christ? How can I be stronger, more victorious? Regardless of what's happened to me, am I going to be a person that's going to whine the rest of my life because of what happened? All this happened to me, that happened to me. And be weak. Is that what I'm going to be? It's not a choice I want to make. I don't want to make that choice in my life. Amen? I want to be a winner for Christ. I want to go higher for Christ. So how can I go higher regardless of the circumstances that I face in my life? Say that with me one more time. Take hold of what took hold of you. I don't know if you remember or not in your life, but I remember where I was when Christ came into my life. I was almost 16 years old. I was a hellraiser. My mother was a drunk. We had nothing. Life had been a wreck. Okay, growing up, I was one of those kids that had that kind of life. Mama sleeping with different men in the house. Is that a life? It's not a life I want to live. Christ came into my life. Changed my life. So, what's the point I'm trying to make? Okay, Gary, regardless of what you face in life, if you want to go higher, you can. How do you do it? You take hold of what took hold of you when you were 16 years old. That power of Christ is available for you to take you higher. It's not just for salvation. It's for empowering my whole life. Y'all understand? Yes or no? That's the thought. Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. I went over this verse with you last week on the screen when I did the little film. Not as though I had already what? Now help me now. Last week I couldn't do this to you, but I'm here now. Here we go. Not as though I had already what? Either were already what? The word perfect, does that mean like you're perfect or does it mean something? It means mature, complete. Okay? All right? So I ain't there yet. But I follow after. This is the part I want to hang on here for a second. That if that I may what? Apprehend that for which also I am what? I'm apprehended of Christ. He's coming to my life. And if I can somehow grab hold of that thing that took hold of me, I can make it through anything. You hearing me or not? Did I lose you? That's a little bit complicated. That was the thought last week. Taking it to a higher level. Grabbing hold of Jesus. Making Him your everything. And I want to focus on that this morning. I just want to do a solid 15, 20 minute focus on Jesus Christ this morning. Jesus is my what? No matter what you're going through, He is your what? Now, He can't be, if you don't want Him to be your deliverer, He won't be. He's my deliverer. You understand? Say, the hell I've gone through in my life, I had to cry out to Him. I need you. Help me. And you know what? He's good for it. He is incredible, Jesus Christ, my Savior and my Lord. Amen? I have zero patience for any other way to God the Father than through Jesus Christ, my Lord. That's what my Bible tells me. You understand? Well, what about this? What about if somebody does this? Listen, I don't care what anybody does. The main thing is, what did He do? Who is Jesus? Y'all listen to me this morning. So let's talk about Jesus this morning, my deliverer. And I recommend Him highly to you today. He has changed my life. He has saved my sorry, no good tail. Amen? Set my feet on a solid rock. He has blessed my life regardless. A lot of people probably look at my life and go, how can you say you're blessed with the things that's going on in your world? The trouble you've gone through. Because God's above all that. Y'all listening or not? He's above all that. I'm still breathing. My heart's still beating. I still live in the greatest country on the planet. Amen. Say, I got people in my life. I get to preach the Word of God. Man, are you kidding me? I'm blessed. God's good. God's above all the mess in my life. That's where I want to go. That's who I want to hold on to. Jesus, you're my deliverer. You can take me through anything. Let's talk about Him this morning. Hebrews chapter 1. If you have your Bible, it's going to be on the screen here for you. Hebrews chapter 1. I just want to talk about Jesus a little bit. Let's build a case on He's my deliverer in case you're thinking somebody else to go follow. You ain't going to want to follow nobody after I put this list up on the side. You're not going to find anybody like Jesus in your life. Have I lost you or not? You're yawning on me. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 1. Let's read verse 1 again, brother. You're going too fast. Here we go. Come on. That's one. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding you. Roger's going to love this. Here we go. We'll cut this part out. We'll start over right here. Okay, here we go. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, talking about Jesus. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners, He spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us, say it with me, by His what? Who He hath appointed what? Of how many things? By whom also He made the what? Now stop right there. I want you to see who Jesus Christ is. Who is Jesus Christ? He's God's Son. Nobody else is going to be able to tell you that. Okay? That's Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. He's heir of all things. God has committed everything, the Bible says, into His hands. And you're telling me I can't make it when I've got Him? Who are you talking to? He's heir of all things. He can give me whatever I need. Y'all listening or not? Through Him, the worlds are what? Made. I'm out in Colorado, and you'll meet these people, and you'll read it in the paper. People talk about as 500,000 years ago like if it was nothing. And they say it like it's a fact. They don't have a clue what they're talking about, do they, doctor? All right, thank you. I love having a PhD who's a creation leader and all that in our church. Amen. I know. How about it, doctor? Amen. I love that. Who made the world? Somebody take a wild guess. His name is who? Jesus. You understand that? Yes or no? That's where you came from. I don't care what you've been taught, and somebody can put all kinds of whatever degrees behind their name and contradict the Bible. I'm going to stick with the Bible. Y'all listening or not? Say. I strongly recommend that to you. Don't be expecting Jesus Christ to be your deliverer if out of the gate you call Him a liar. In the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the what? Did the Bible say that? First verse. Oh, but I'm a Christian. I believe in God. Listen, who are you? If you say, hey, you care about me, you believe in me, and right out of the gate you get in my face and call me a liar the first thing I said out of my mouth, that's not going to fly with me. But we think we can do that with God. You got to trust Him, guys. You listening or not? Say. How are you going to trust Him when your life falls apart and mess happens to you when you can't even believe the first verse out of the Bible? Say, yes or no? And you're going to believe some man. Are you crazy? Believe the Word of God. And by the way, Dr. Science is backing us up, isn't it? All the time. That the Word of God is true. You can trust it. Through Him all things were made. The world was made. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the what? Word of His power. When He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Let's look it over here. Who is Jesus? We're building a list. He's the brightness of God's glory. That's who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? He's the express, say it with me, image of who? Okay? If you've seen Jesus, you have seen God. That's who Jesus is. He's the express image of God. His Word does what? Upholds things. Did you know He could speak and everything could be a disaster? Why didn't a star hit your house last night? Because of Him. Why is this planet not a little bit closer to the sun so we'd all burn to death in about a minute here? He's created just that way. He holds it like that. You understand? This is Jesus. So do you think He can take care of you? Somebody tell me. You think He can deliver you out of your little financial mess you're going through? Yes or no? Say. You think He can help you with your marriage crisis? Yes or no? Say. Think He can help you with your addiction, your problem, your struggle, your mouth, your whatever, your laziness? Can God help you? Say. Sure He can. This is God. This is Jesus. He's my deliverer. He purged us from our what? Oh, but you can't help me. My world's fall. Are you kidding me? He has purged us from our sins. He can certainly deliver me from whatever I'm going through. Amen. Are you hearing the message today? I hope so. He sits at the right hand of the majesty on high. The right hand throughout the Bible is a place of authority. Jesus sits right there at the right hand of God the Father. The Bible says, making what for us? Intercession for us. He ever lives to intercede. The idea is an attorney. He acts as our attorney on the right hand of God the Father. So when you call unto Him, the Bible says, call unto Me and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. So if you call on Him, there He is. He's your deliverer. Y'all listening? All righty. I'm just preaching to myself up here. Being made so much better than the angels, as He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Jesus, is He higher than everything? Is He higher than angels? Somebody tell me. Absolutely. He created them. He created the angels. Oh, if I could just get me an angel to come and help me. How about call on Jesus? Amen? Say. He'll help you. If somebody's going to send those angels, it's going to be Jesus sending them. Amen? He has a more excellent what? There is not a name given among men whereby we must be what? Saved, other than the name of Jesus. The Bible says that the name of Jesus, every tongue will what? Confess. Every knee will what? Amen? And tongue confess that He is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's Jesus Christ. Why are you looking somewhere else? Why are you thinking you can't make it when you know Him as your Savior? Y'all listening, say, come on! He'll take you to a higher place. I believe that. That's what's kept me here in Englewood. I love Nick's song today. Where you lead, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. The whole key is this. If you're there, that's where I want to be. Amen? Because you're my deliverer. That's who you are. For unto which the angel said, He at any time, Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten Thee. And again I will be to Him a Father, and He shall be to Me a Son. See, angels can't say they're the Son of God. No, only one can say that, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the only begotten Son of God. That's who our Savior is. Can we praise the Lord this morning for Jesus? I want you to help me here. Thank you, Lord, for being my deliverer, to being my Savior. Now let's talk. Let's push the thing a little bit further. Now we're going to move a little bit further, okay? Take hold of what took hold of you. Who took hold of you? Jesus took hold of me. And I look out here and I can't help. And a lot of you know, I know you're suffering. I know you struggle so bad. Many of you in this room, you don't know some of the things I know about people in this room. And some in this room have been told, you're going to have to call on something else other than us because we can't help you a whole lot. I'm going to tell you something. We got somebody that can help us. His name is Jesus. Amen? Say, don't feel sorry for me when I've got Jesus. I don't need to try to get people to feel sorry for me because I've got Jesus. You hear me or not? Say, people going to whine. You're going to feel sorry for me. Why are you going to feel sorry for me? I've got Jesus. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's just when I'm not in my right mind that I'm whining, that I think I can't make it. That's craziness. He's my deliverer. Amen? He can take me higher than I've ever been. Oh, life's over now. Life's so pitiful. Are you kidding me? You can go higher than you've ever gone. I don't care how old you are. Because you're holding on to Him. Amen? Take hold of what? Who took hold of you? That's the thought today. Jesus couldn't get any higher than He was, man. He couldn't get any higher than He was. Look at Him up there. Look at Him. But guess what He did? I want you to look at the screen. Jesus took it to another. He's so high and lifted up, but Jesus took it to another level, and He took it to another level in another way. What do I mean? I want you to just see Jesus this morning. I want you to fall in love with Him a little bit more this morning. Here we go. He came down to us. Say that with me. He what? Came down to what? We talked about Him creating everything. He did. We talked about Him creating the angels. We talked about Him being higher than everything. He is. Yeah, that's who He is. But did you know what? He even pushed the envelope and He went higher. You know what He did? He humbled Himself and became a man and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, so that you and I could be saved. Is that crazy or what? That's insane. I want you to look at it. I want you to look at our Savior. Jesus says, come unto Me, all you that labored are heavy laden, and I'll give you what? I can help you. Take My yoke upon you. Learn of Me. That's what we're doing today, church. I'm trying to teach you just a few minutes about Jesus, who He is. Learn of Me. I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest for your soul if you hook up with Me. Amen? For My yoke is easy and My burden is what?
This is our Savior. He did incredible things for us. He's my deliverer. I want you to see what He did. He came down to us. And I've got about five little things. Not preaching. I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to say them to you. Here we go. Jesus, I want you to see your Savior. He was made low for who? Say it with me. Me. One more time. He was made low for who? One more time. He was made low for who? We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels. I thought He's above the angels. Oh, He is above the angels. He created them. But He took upon Him flesh. And He was made a little lower than the angels. Why? Why was He done that? Why did He do that, Pastor? Why did He go do that? For one reason. Look at it. For the what? Suffering of what? Death. For Him to die and to suffer, He had to be made a man. Crowned with glory and honor. That by the grace of God, come on, sit with me. He should what? Taste death for who? Every man. Is that a great God we have or what? That's our Savior. Yeah, but I'm a good person and I do this and I go to this church and I'm not all that bad. Hey, listen, you need something more than that to get you from here to there. You listening? Jesus didn't come down on the cross so you could get up some other way. It ain't flying. Or you could believe your own thing. You'll die and go to hell is what you're going to do. You hearing me today? That's what the Bible says. Listen, He was made low for me. That's my Savior. Wow. Look at this. Say it with me. He was what? He was tempted for me. For in that He Himself has suffered being tempted, He is able to succor. That's an old word. Them that are tempted. He's able to relate to us. He's able to comfort us. He's able to enter into our temptation with us because He allowed Himself to be made flesh. And did you know when Jesus was made flesh, He could actually be tempted? Did you know that or not? Say. He never sinned. Jesus was the sinless Son of God. But He allowed Himself to be made flesh to come to this planet. And just the evil we saw in the news with Aurora, with somebody going into a movie theater and just opening fire. The Son of the living God, the spotless Son of God, the Lamb of God came and was slaughtered for you. And you understand? He did that for you. He allowed Himself to come to be tempted, to people to get in His face, to spit on Him, to say all kinds of stuff. Did they say all kinds of stuff about Him? Absolutely. They said He hangs out with sinners. I must be honest with you, prostitutes, drunks. How would you like to be the Son of God and somebody get in your face and talk? Wouldn't you want to just slap them right upside the head? Say, yes or no? He was tempted for you. Tempted for you. How about to be able to be the Son of God and to lay aside your power when somebody does that? You want to zap them. He was tempted for you and for me. That's our Savior. Let's look at something else. He was made low for me. For we have not a high priest which cannot... We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but He was in all points what? Tempted like as we are, yet without what? Sin. This is our Savior. He's my deliverer. There's nothing that I go through that He can't help me out of. He's been there. He knows what it feels like. He can help me. Are you hearing the message today? No, I just want to stay in my pit. I want to be a loser. You don't have to be. You can get up, man. He learned a crazy point. And I'm about done, Ray. We're going to get these other two in. He learned, say this with me, obedience through what? Now this is a crazy verse. Though He were a son, yet learned He obedience by the things which He what? I can't even comprehend my head. Don't let me even work on that thing hardly. Jesus, the Son of the living God, was made in the likeness of men, came to this earth, and through His suffering, He learned to obey. He had a plan. He had a mission. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He came to this earth, and as He suffered, at the same time, He's learning to be obedient. And He's the one who made everything. That's just something I can't even hardly comprehend. That He learned obedience through suffering. My suffering, that the suffering He went through for me, taught Him to obey the Father and to follow the Father. Yet when I suffer, I'm going to whine or I'm going to quit. Isn't that crazy? Yes or no, church? Say. How many ever learned something through suffering? Can I see your hand? How many learned through suffering it made you a better person? Can I see your hand? Say. How many learned through your suffering to be a better follower of Jesus Christ? Can I see your hand? See, that's what I'm talking about going higher. I'm talking about winning the lottery here. I'm talking about winning at life. Becoming stronger. A better Christian to other people. To reach out into love and to be obedient. Through your suffering, you can become obedient to the will of God for your life. It's an incredible thing. It's a thought that's bigger than my head. I can't hardly comprehend it. He shed His own blood for me, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood. Jesus entered in how many times? Once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for who? He took it to another level. He shed His blood for me. What a great Savior. He can deliver me from anything. So come on. He won the what? Victory for who? For me. By the which will we're sanctified. Through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Once for what? For you people that believe that you've got to keep your own salvation or it's about you doing good works going to get you to heaven. Are you kidding me? It was about His sacrifice. That's why you're saved. You listening or not? Look at it. And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifice which can never take away sin. But this man, Jesus, after He offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. From henceforth expecting till His enemies be made His what? Footstool. And you're telling me you can't make it and go higher? You have who? Jesus. His name is who? His name is who? Jesus. That's who I have. Don't feel sorry for me. I've got Jesus. Are you hearing me today? Can we say that together? Don't feel sorry for me. I've got... Now can we say it like you mean it and raise it up a little bit? Don't feel sorry for me. I've got Jesus. You think it'd be a better plan if we thought like that? Amen. Say. Why don't you look to Him instead of Washington to fix your problems? Amen. Say. Why don't you look to Jesus as your Savior instead of getting a new Savior in November? Amen. Yes or no? I don't know. There's a lot of problems we go through. The government just can't help us, guys. These heart matters and these struggles and these pains that are internal that are far worse many times. Amen? People don't usually take a gun and blow their brains out because of the national deficit. It's these heart matters. It's these things that's killing people. Jesus Christ is your deliverer. You hearing me today? I know I beat this thing hard on you today. Wherefore He's able to save them to the what? Uttermost! Guttermost is how I like to say that. He's able to save them to the what? Guttermost. That's where I came from. He's able to save us from the what? The guttermost. That come unto God by Him seeing He ever lives to make intercession for them, for me. Amen? So nothing I go through can He not hear about and He can't help me through. Y'all listening today? Amen. I hope you've got it. So that's what I'm talking about. How can I go to a higher place? Here we go. Take hold of what? What took hold of you? And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. Last time I checked, all things means what? It means all things. Amen? Praise God. Jesus is my what? Deliverer. Let's praise the Lord for Jesus this morning. We made it. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Amen.